Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, the Obama deception will be released coming up March 15th at PrisonPlanet.tv and on DVD, exposing his real agenda. So take action, activist. We're joined for the next 20 minutes by Congressman Ron Paul, who's up there on the Hill today, a very busy man. And everything he talked about for 30 years is unfortunately unfolding, so his credibility is at the gold standard right now, as the mainstream is forced to check into the facts he's been laying out. I wanted to talk to him about the deepening depressionary system we're going into, what the private Federal Reserve is up to, and his bill to abolish it, how we can support that. Congressman, thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. Good to be with you.
Every few weeks they come before the Banking Committee and you bring up the fact that what they're doing is destroying us. What do we need to do to bring the private Federal Reserve under control?
Well, it has to be an uprising by the people. There have to be has to be enough people who will demand that their congressmen respond, and that is building. You know, a year ago or two, nobody in Washington even thought about the Federal Reserve. Today, there's a lot more thinking going on and a lot more support for our position, so it is growing. And yet, we're not on the verge of changing it. I have the bill to get rid of the Federal Reserve. That's the major step and the ultimate step, and they'll probably self-destruct before we actually pass legislation. But the bill that is more important in the short run is the auditing bill, the 1207 bill, because that means they have to start answering our questions. Today, they're protected. They're in total secrecy, and they're protected by the law. If 1207 is passed, we have an audit, and they have to answer the questions. And I figure if we ever get that far and get the exposure and get the transparency that we need, then people will wake up and realize, why do we have them at all?
Senator Sanders grilled them, as you know, last week, saying that he's supporting 1207. Or a version in the Senate, because Bernanke, private Fed chief, just said, I'm not going to tell you where the money went, buddy. I mean, that's amazing to see our elected Congress, the most powerful branch of government, according to the founders, being told, kiss off.
Right. And I know Sanders real well. He was on the Banking Committee with me before he went into the Senate, and I called him after that. And I believe he has now introduced my version of the transparency bill, and he... And I've introduced his version. So both bills exist. Mine's a little bit more conclusive, and it removes the total authority for them to not answer questions. His is specifically designed to answer certain questions and reveal where, so you know, the $1 trillion went. They're very similar, but somewhat different in nature. So we both support each other's bill, and they've been introduced in both chambers.
Well, public support for this and the Congress itself, the majority are saying they're angry to not know where the money is, and Bloomberg sued to find out and has been told no on their foyer. I mean, if this gets media attention, I can see no way that Congress wouldn't vote for a proper audit of the private Federal Reserve.
No, they're going to if we can get it that far. And, you know, it's a good issue. So, like so many of our issues, we bring different factions together, liberal and conservatives under the Constitution, because if you're a good, honest liberal like Bernie Sanders, he's an honest person, but he's very, very liberal and calls himself a socialist, but he agrees on the transparency issue. So this whole idea that we expose him should bring populists, libertarians, constitutionals, liberals, socialists all together and say, you know, if we can't do this, what's left of representative government? There's nothing left. So it's a good unifier. I think it's a great issue.
Bloomberg reports $9.7 trillion has disappeared in one form or another just out of the U.S., another $10 trillion globally. And now Larry Summers is saying they want more money, they want more unlimited cash.
That's what they're doing. They keep coming back. You know, and what's the argument you hear up here? You hear this argument, which I know there's some disagreement even in our circles, this whole idea of earmarks. They're dealing with these 1% of earmarks. If you vote against them all, you don't cut one penny of spending. And they're talking about that endlessly. They're holding up the bill in the Congress over this so-called issue. At the same time, this number that you mentioned, the $9.7 trillion, we need to earmark every penny there.
Stay there. Stay there, Congressman. Stay there.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Congressman, had to take a hard break there for the satellites because it's syndicated. Sorry about interrupting you. You were getting into the $9.7 trillion that's disappeared into a black hole, not $700 billion, which they said was just a really big number they picked, and then you got cut off by the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking about the need to monitor everything that we do in a transparency, and too often people concentrate on a non-issue, which is 1% of the budget called earmarks, and even if you eliminated them, it wouldn't eliminate one penny. The real earmarks need to be done, you know, like, say, TARP funds. We gave the Treasury $350 billion and then another $350. And there are no instructions, no earmarks. The Congress needs to have more responsibility, more earmarks. Of course, all the spending should be voted down, but when they do spend, we ought to know where it's going. But the biggest, the largest amount, of course, is the Federal Reserve. They're totally on off budget. They're like a government unto itself. They can create trillions. It's probably $8 or $9, $10 trillion that they've been involved in. And they have no legal responsibility to answer any of our questions. And that, of course, is what Bernie Sanders and I have been working on, he in the Senate and me over in the House, to try to get legislation passed. And I think you've indicated that it ought to be a very popular thing to bring all these factions together and support our position. I can't imagine any American saying, well, yeah, create $400 or $500 billion or a couple trillion and you have no responsibility. I think it should bring everybody together on this issue.
And is that H.R. 207?
1207.
Okay, H.R. 1207.
Right.
I didn't have the bill in front of me.
And then I should have the Senate bill number, but somebody could find that rather easily because we want to help Sanders get support for his bill as well.
Absolutely. In fact, I'll Google that and give that out after you leave us. Continuing with the economy, this is clearly entering depression level. The banks are doing what you said they would do. They're hoarding the money, buying up other good banks. CBS reported $250 billion of bailout money has gone to the Caymans alone, the biggest names out there. Bernard Madoff is keeping his $60 million penthouse and mailing gold and diamonds out of the country to his family that's run to South America. He's the founder of the NASDAQ. It turns out all these other big banks are involved in similar Ponzi schemes. Shouldn't we be having criminal investigations of these people instead of the very same banksters now telling us we're going to have a new bank of the world that we pay carbon taxes to?
Yeah, we should have minimal government. But even in a minimalist government, your government is supposed to deal with theft and physical harm and fraud, and that's what's going on, and that's what they ignore or protect. They're supposed to protect contracts, but they are interfering with contracts all the time and trying to tell people exactly what mortgage rates should be and interest rates should be and price fixing and all these things. But no, I think it's horrible what they're doing, and they're not addressing the subjects that they should. And they should be prosecuting these people. These people should be in prison. But, you know, if you go back to Enron, when that company went bankrupt, it was a major event. And they claimed up here in Washington that the reason was that we needed even more regulation. We needed more SEC agents and we needed more IRS agents. At the same time, he was convicted of fraud under Texas fraud laws. And he went to prison and, you know, and that thing was cleaned up in the market. Wiped out the value of the company because it had no value. But what was our response in Congress was to pass Sarbanes-Oxley, more regulations, which have actually contributed to some of the weakness in the economy. You just can't regulate away the mistakes that are made when governments are too much involved with community reinvestment acts and easy money that the Federal Reserve creates. Regulations cannot solve that problem. But your point, the purpose of the federal government should be, under these circumstances, to prosecute fraud.
Well, take the Securities and Exchange Commission testifying before Congress, what, almost a month ago. They declared presidential prerogative and executive authority, I guess under national security, to not talk about why for 9 years they were given private investigations detailing Bernie Madoff's crimes. And they kept saying to the Congress people, well, he hasn't been convicted. He hasn't pled guilty. You know, and they said, it's not alleged. He's admitted to this.
Yeah. And, you know, as bad as the executive branch is, so much of that responsibility falls on the Congress, too. I mean, we're so negligent as to allow the executive branch to run roughshod over us. But if we had some people in the Congress that would have a little bit of courage, now, they could deal with this and handle it, but no, if they split national security interests, you know, whether it has to do with torture and secret prisons and prison camps and, you know, all those kind of things, oh, national security, we can't interfere with that, so therefore the Congress says nothing.
Specifically, sir, speaking of national security, Obama has said, Reuters headline, Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees under Bill of Rights, Constitution, or Geneva Convention. He's increasing the troops in Afghanistan. He's saying he's going to keep troops indefinitely, at least 50,000 in Iraq. Going back on that promise, he's declaring a lot of executive privilege that he criticized under Bush, and he's expanding the NORTHCOM 20,000 troops to patrol America. He's creating this quasi-governmental USAService.org. I mean, can you comment on those points of Obama? And many people are saying it looks like he may be worse than Bush on liberties.
Yeah, and I don't hesitate to make that point, especially if I happen to get on a liberal station that might be sympathetic with some of my views, but they still like Obama, and they're still hopeful. In a few places, I keep my fingers crossed, and I say, I hope, you know, he does what he said he was going to do. But early on in Bush's administration, you know, he said we shouldn't be the policemen of the world, and we shouldn't be involved in nation building like that bad guy Clinton. But then he went and did it even more so. I think your concerns are justified because even though Obama was the so-called peace candidate, and he was going to bring our troops home and end that war in Iraq, I'm afraid there's evidence now that shows that he's going to pursue the same foreign policy, which was my argument during the campaign, that no matter what happens, both major parties support the same foreign policy, the same monetary policy, the same welfare policy, and there's never really any change. In spite of that, I think it remains to be seen. Every once in a while, you'll see an appointment, at least one or two appointments that Obama has made. You're hopeful that they will become more concerned about our civil liberties, but I don't think there's any reason for us to rejoice.
Well, I mean, he's bringing in all the very Clinton people who are the ones that got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act and others, the literal engineers of what's happening now with derivatives, and then they're up there grandstanding as our saviors.
Yeah, and they're pursuing all the spending and the secret tough stuff going on, whether it's with Treasury or with the Federal Reserve. And the markets, in spite of how a lot of people think the markets don't know what's going on, the markets are pretty smart. So the fact that they're not responding, in spite of all this stuff the government's doing, every time the government comes up with a new program, the markets even go down more. So the markets are saying that they're not very happy with the bailouts, not going to solve the problem. And the free market people are actually right, because you need liquidation. You need the elimination of the malinvestment. You need to get housing prices down so poor people can buy them and get rid of these 19 million empty houses. You can't stimulate housing until these houses are bought. So far, they haven't quite understood that.
All right, Congressman, with the 4 or 5 minutes we've got left, I want to blitz through some quick questions for you. I know when you were on Glenn Beck, he says, I've been looking at these camps. Is there anything to it? We have the Houston Chronicle admitting they built FEMA camps. We have the bill introduced to build more and then merge the police and local communities in with them. They have signed Pentagon directives, as you know, to use regular army. In Canada, they're announcing they're going to use the military. The Army War College says the military is preparing to engage the American people. And I know you're informed, because I've never talked to you about something that you weren't informed about. And so, you did say on the show, well, the public's worried because Washington's out of control. But when John Warner Defense Authorization Act and some of the new executive orders that have come out, but also just Pentagon directives, I can pull them up, they're saying governors will be dual-headed federal officers. And now they have Marines at checkpoints looking for drunk drivers, in California. Yeah. I mean, all of this is going on, sir. So can you specifically speak to the danger of NORTHCOM taking over, or is that not a problem?
No, I think it definitely is a problem. And yet, on a bright side, if we're looking for one, as you know, we've had 20 states now introduce resolutions say we're sick of the feds and we might have to talk about state sovereignty again. So there's a healthy reaction to this. But yes, we should be concerned. But because I deal with these people, although I know there's a lot of evil out there, I also know the average member of Congress probably isn't a participant in a grand conspiracy. They'll come along and they say, well, all we're doing is states are inefficient and private sources don't work. We got to provide housing, and if there's housing is on a military base, that's all we're doing. And a lot of them they'll buy into this and they'll accept it, even though others have other ideas on what's really going on. But the whole notion is so dangerous, even if it's all very well intended, is so dangerous. Because they want central economic planning, it doesn't work. So they need authority. They become authoritarians, and it's like what they do when they want to mold personal behavior. They have to police.
Well, Congressman, you hit the nail exactly on the head. They're rolling this out like, oh, there'll be emergency medical centers at military bases and a brig for bad people, and the Army's going to have to maintain order when the government engineered this economic crisis.
Yeah, and a lot of people will buy into that. And then too often in the past, what happens is it gets too far along and it's hard to reverse. But what we have to do is look on the bright side and say, well, we have to inform people to know what their rights are, know what the Constitution says, know what the states can do. And I'm delighted that a few states now are standing up and they want to talk about nullification. This is great stuff, and it's perfectly legal, and it's nonviolent, it's constitutional. And if our numbers grow, we can do it nonviolently and hope that we don't get to that point where all the guns are pointing, some Americans are pointing guns at other Americans. That would, to me, be the worst thing that could happen.
Congressman, in closing, What are other solutions? I mean, obviously, get behind the state's sovereignty. The state's created the feds. We can, bring them to heel, have grand juries move for indictments of these criminal bankers for all their racketeering and Ponzi schemes. That's solutions. What are some other solutions? And barring those solutions, how bad do you think the government's going to wreck the world economy? How bad do you think it's going to get?
Well, I think it's going to be very, very prolonged. I don't see any rebound. Markets may come back up and that sort of thing. But to rebound, I would expect it to last every bit as long as it happened in the 30s. And the 30s actually ended up until after World War II, when finally the debt was liquidated. Then after World War II, they actually cut spending by two-thirds and they cut taxes by one-third. And we went back to work again. So it's going to be a long, long time, but now I think we live in greater danger because people are more demanding. They believe they have a right to their neighbor's property, and that's why, there's, liable to be violence. But I think we all have to be prepared. I think we should prepare our families, and I think financially, ultimately, they're going to destroy the dollar. I don't see anything wrong with people believing in the Constitution and following what they thought should be legal tender and owning a few gold coins and a few silver coins and knowing how to defend themselves. That's what the founders talked about. But to me, the most important thing is that we invest in promoting the right ideas and promoting ideas of liberty and promoting the rule of law and promoting our Constitution. Because I've said so many times in the campaign that if we did that, our problems would be solved rather quickly and nonviolently.
All right, you've got to go. I did have one question I forgot to ask. Iran, Israel is saying in their papers they may go ahead and hit Iran. Every strategist out there on the left and the right, mainstream, says this could cause World War III. It will definitely cause major economic problems, and Iran might actually launch real attacks. I mean, how serious of a situation is that?
It is, and if we believe Obama, he did make an outreach, was including the Iranians in some talks, and hopefully that is helpful. But it also might be his cover to say that, okay, they came in and they didn't do what we said, so therefore we did our very best, and now we'll have to use some other tactics and maybe, acknowledge what Israel might do. I have no idea what's going to happen. I think the fact that we talked a whole lot about that in the last 2 years of the Bush administration helped have him back off from doing anything, or Israel backing off. Right now, it's up for grabs, but I believe if that does happen, a lot of violence is going to break out. Look, there's more violence in Iraq now than there's been for a year, and also Afghanistan is exploding, and we're bombing almost on a daily basis, a routine basis, into Pakistan, and we're just looking to spread this war, which, of course, I consider the real threat to us all.
Well, at the same time, you've been out there front and center. People now know the alternative of liberty. Folks can visit the Liberty Committee and get involved, or just Google the name Ron Paul. In closing, fire out a few of the key websites people can visit to get behind your bill to audit the Federal Reserve.
The best one is campaignforliberty.com, and you can go from there and support us on that issue, because the members of Congress and our senators need to know.
Congressman, we'll talk to you coming up in a month or so. God bless you, and say hi to the family for me.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, fantastic. There was Congressman Ron Paul. I skipped the network break, not the station break. Station break's coming up for everybody in about 5 minutes. I skipped that network break so that everybody would have a chance to hear more from Congressman Ron Paul. And he's just doing a great job. I mean, he's introduced bills that have a good chance of passing if we get behind him to audit the criminals of the Federal Reserve. He said the criminal bankers need to be indicted by state grand juries and arrested. He's introduced bills to abolish the Federal Reserve. It's up to like 70-something sponsors right now. He talked about 20-something states. It's more like 32 now, introducing legislation. But he's always conservative. That's like a month-old number. It was just absolutely amazing interview with Congressman Ron Paul. But I'll tell you where the biggest solution is, and that is with you, the American people. Look in the mirror. If you want the solution, then you need to simply look in the mirror and realize that we have to go out there and engage in the info war. We have to educate people one mind at a time, give them the red pill, wake them up in the matrix. And the Obama deception comes out March 15th on DVD and at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality, so you can download it, DivX, burn it to disk, give it to everybody you know. Don't stand by and wait for others to get it. okay? And also by purchasing the high-quality DVD with a nice color cover and all the material, and it's got the extras on it, it's all at Prison Planet. That's prisonplanet.tv. You can watch it online coming up Sunday. I may even launch a few days early. Wink, wink. And you can also order the DVD right now at Infowars.com. And because they're admitting millions of people signed up to Obama's USAService.org, and now what are they going to do? They're going to go knock on your door and, quote, canvas and map who supports Barack Obama and then try to intimidate you into going along with their agenda. And so what we need to do is every time they come to your door, you need to counter it with the Obama deception. But more than that, go out. Go to USAService.org. Every small town, every big city has Obamanoid zombie meetings. This is like the early Nazi party, but they mean well. They think they're repudiating Bush. They don't know it's the same agenda on steroids. You need to reach out to them. You need to go to their meetings and say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm against Bush. Oh, all the secret arrests and the wars. But what about Obama? Check out this film. Tell me what you think about it. And they're real cult-like. The leaders will try to kick you out, but some will notice and say, hey, that's wrong. And say, okay, well, come outside if you want me to give you DVDs. And then have a camera with you, and it'll, you know, knowing them, I mean, they might start calling the cops. Get out of here. Get out of the library. Get out. You're like, well, I'm allowed to be here. I just came to your meeting because they'll act like you're a terrorist or something. How dare him? He's wanting to stop Obama. Lord. And then you can show that video of them flipping out. Then Obama supporters will see that online, and then they'll go watch the Obama deception. It's going to be everywhere for free. But you get it in high quality at prisonplanet.tv and the DVD at Infowars.com. Folks, we're launching this sucker. I want you to go to Infowars.com. If you got a bookstore or a church or a school or, you know, a convenience store, a gas station, everything Obama sells, know that. It's incredible hype out there. And so you got the stack of them sitting there, and they're like, what are those? Oh, that's the Obama deception. That gets into how he's really working with Bush and others. Really? I want to see that. They put so much hype behind this guy that that's actually one of the scales missing on the dragon's belly, where we can really give it to him. So again, ladies and gentlemen, Infowars.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we've got the film, I don't know, what is it, as low as $8 a piece when you buy them in bulk? I mean, folks, we just want to get the DVDs out because that's the highest quality, the best people need to see. We want everyone to see this film, and we want it to go mega viral with the premiere coming up this Sunday night, 6 p.m. at prisonplanet.tv. We are only talking about 4.5, 5 days away. Let me see. Yeah, 5 days away. Since it's halfway into Sunday, it'll actually be about 4.5 days away. We are so excited about this. This is so exciting what's going on and happening because you heard Ron Paul. He'll tell it like it is. He said, people are waking up everywhere. People are waking up in droves to the FEMA camps, to the New World Order, to the troops on the streets. The liberals are starting to get concerned, and then, you know, they're hoping Obama. I mean, I'm talking to a lot of Obamanoids, and they're kind of coming out of their mind control from he's the Messiah. He'll fix everything. Oh, I love him. To, I know he's doing a lot of bad stuff, man. I just hope he's for real, man, because we're in trouble. See, they blow out the economy, tell you we're going into depression, and say, oh, but this guy will fix it right on time. And then he comes in, and it just gets worse and worse. I mean, since he's been in office, the stock market's dropped by 3,000 points. And I'm not blaming Obama. He's a puppet. You know, in the end, they're going to destroy him one way or the other politically. They're going to blame everything on him, just like they blamed everything on Bush. Let's get past Obama to the bankers, to the New World Order. And that's what the film says in the first 5 minutes. But then we go, hey, but if you don't believe us, we're going to go through his lies. And then we're going to go through his real agenda currently and what he's really done. And then what his future plans are. This film was just finished a week ago. This film was finished a week ago. It is one of the most up-to-date things. I mean, you talk about, you know, if the film's done, it comes out a week and a half after you finish it. Boom. And we haven't been sleeping. You know, I said I was going to rush make this film, but I couldn't lower my quality. In fact, we've shot up to a new level of quality and in the graphics and the 3D animations. It's just unbelievable. TheObamaDeception.net, ObamaDeception.net, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Your call straight ahead at 1-800-259-9231. We're going to your calls right now. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air, and last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief.
I was doing an imitation of Bob Dylan doing this. This, of course, is the one, the only, Jimi Hendrix.
I can't get no relief. Businessman there, to drink my wine. Come and dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
You know, there are many here that think that life is but a joke, but you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our game. So let us stop talking foolishly now. The hour is getting late. Charles, Larry, Friend, Brian, Joel, and others, your calls are coming up.
No reason to get excited. The thing they kind of spoke. There are many here among us
who think that life.
Who feel that life.
Now yeah, that's the yuppies.
But you and I, we've been through that.
And this is not our fate.
This is not our fate. So let us stop talking falsely now.
The hour's getting late.
The hour's getting
late. You see the riders approaching?
Hey.
Oh, you got the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth from us here, ladies and gentlemen. That's all you got from all the other great patriots out there fighting the New World Order. Do we do a perfect job? No. Hell, I'm silly and ignorant sometimes, but I got guts. And guts is enough. What about you? One life to live. Make the choice. Join this historic battle against tyranny. And come in for the big win. Look at this news I've got here. Lawyers seek global forum to handle Madoff cases. See, a global government, a global bank, and they will try their own people. And see, he knows where all the bodies are buried. So that's why the Associated Press yesterday said he may not even get one day of prison time for stealing between $50 and $100 billion. Is that not open crime, open evil? Ah, outside in the cold distance. They're foot servants, too. The wildcat.
A wildcat is proud.
The enemy is approaching.
Two riders were approaching.
Spend 5 minutes with Jason Burmes for a quick retraction and then a beef up. Now I made it clear on air yesterday that Mr. Moore, who wrote the Watchmen novel, that I'm not a comic book reader, and so I just got the book Sunday, scanned through it after I'd seen the film Saturday. The whole film was the Illuminati, the Pyramid Corporation, is staging terror attacks for your own good. It's a wonderful thing to bring in an age of love and peace and the new God-man that will develop and travel the stars. And then Burmes said, oh, yeah, and he was also involved in that Sandman thing. So I mentioned that, and then people emailed me in droves saying, no, he's not. Burmes, to clarify, there was a collaboration between the Sandman and another novel. That's why Alan Moore's always getting mad, because they twist his stuff. But you did pull up some of the, and since then we've done research, the guy openly is a Mason. He openly says he's into the occult. He openly says he does all this. Regardless, you see the film, that they stage terror attacks to bring in world peace. I mean, that's the whole point we're making about The Watchmen. Then we're going to briefly talk about Bernie Madoff, and then we're going to go to your phone calls for those patiently holding. Burmes?
All right, so he revived the John Constantine character. They just had Keanu Reeves do a movie about that about 5 years ago. That's where I got it confused, because Hellblazer became a series. It was in the same Vertigo line as Neil Gaiman's Sandman. But he also did From Hell. And From Hell was all about Jack the Ripper doing ritualistic Mason killings. They made a movie about it.
But people say that's exposing what they're doing. I mean, my whole point is, I watched that film in the RV driving to the Denver DNC. We watched that and The Naked Prey and a couple other films I'd had never had time to see. Well, that's a really good film. That's what they, it was based in Africa, based on a real Blackfoot story with Native Americans chasing the guy. And then that's what one of my other favorite movies, Apocalypto, was made out of. But side issue here. The point is that in the film, the Pyramid Corporation runs the planet and stages terror attacks to bring the world together. That's the issue, and it's all Illuminati symbolism. That's the point we're making. So clearly, From Hell could have a positive message, but The Watchmen does not. It's a very wicked Illuminati. I mean, this is their philosophy.
Well, he did V for Vendetta, too, but he's also a practicing magician, and he actually worships a Roman snake deity named, I think it's pronounced Gyklon, which he acknowledges to be a hoax, but he says magic is synonymous with art. And his understanding is that it's the use of words, images, and actions to affect people and the way they think.
Yeah,
and
archetypal. That's what their real religion is.
Exactly.
Is numbers, symbols to manipulate our subconscious.
Yeah, so he's into that openly. I mean, he's got, you know, a wife, a girlfriend. Just see how the guy looks and dresses. You can tell right away that he's into this, you know, supernatural realm. So I would say people need to be very careful about, you know, Alan Moore worship. He also did a Spawn comic back in the day, which was all about the different levels of hell. You know, so he's very into, you know, this kind of occultic culture. So, again, people should be very wary of this.
Well, film. Regardless, I saw the movie, and I've now scanned through the novel, and it's the same. They stage terror attacks to bring in the one-world government, and killing millions of people is good. Okay, and at the end of the movie, the good guys have staged the terror attack, and you learn that, and then they show a perfect, you know, the dugout hole 6 months after 9/11 with the big American flags hanging. It's at ground zero. they literally rotoscoped Ground Zero and put the same flyers and same signs up of "We'll Never Forget," and it shows the firemen and everything, and and they say, "We did this to you for your own good." I mean, this is a disgusting thing they've done.
Yeah.
They're just throwing it in our face.
As they often do, Alex.
We did it because we love you, Jason.
Well, that's why we're going to get a World Bank for Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to prosecute.
This is out of Reuters. Go ahead and tell folks.
Yeah, you know, I reported on this last night. I actually wrote a little blog about it already over at the new little blog spot, Infowarrior.Infowars.com.
Yeah, give that out again. Is that linked on the main page yet?
I don't know if it is, but it's Infowarrior.Infowars.com. It's a subpage of Infowars. And basically what they're doing, and everybody was always asking me, Alex, well, why are they throwing this guy to the wolves? And I would always say, well, number one, it's $50 billion. In the grand scheme of things, these guys are now stealing and looting trillions in front of you. Some of the smaller banks are giving back the TARP money because they don't want to be swallowed up by this whole thing. All right, now you have to prosecute Bernie Madoff in a public forum. So what they're saying they need to do is create this new world banking court. In other words, it's a new world court system. And then they will try their competition. And basically,
no, that's what they've said, is it's a new bank of the world that will set currency rates and interest rates worldwide, and then they will run around prosecuting the sub-minions and selling world government in the new regulatory system to stop the bankers.
Exactly. And they will be consolidating power even further. And this is going to be a huge show trial to bring in this court system and its legitimacy, Alex. It's very frightening.
That's right. Madoff's already apologizing and saying, yes, we need the new bank of the world. I'm sorry. And he'll agree that he was bad. And it'll all be, you did this all by yourself. Meanwhile, he's involved with all the other big banks. They've declared nationals. These guys are bold, man. The very criminals that run it all are now posing, saying they'll have a world court that will save us.
Yeah. A world banking court. I mean, literally, it's going to be like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers at the head of this thing, or controlling the puppets that are publicly at the head.
And they're going to go loot all the pension funds and people that have hidden money offshore in their own small bank accounts in the Caymans and in Switzerland. That's already happening.
They're going to go after anybody who doesn't play ball with this world banking system.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, tyranny's always about the ultra-elite rich robbing the rich.
Mm-hmm. And
then they're going to have an army of the poor people like, nah!
Exactly, and we're going to be squeezed so hard. Again, Gordon Brown gets up in front of Congress, Alex, and he's like, we're going to have the biggest middle class of the world ever in the next 10 years because all those third world people that are making our stuff now are going to become consumers. Meanwhile, what's really happening is all the middle class is being decimated and killed, and the gap between the
And now
class,
the middle class
says,
can't buy the African and Latin American and Asian goods, and they're in free fall implosion.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, they're widening
the gap.
And
then we hear, oh, we've got aid for the third world. That's going in and buying off more of their politicians with our money.
Yeah. And more of their infrastructure, because they plan on
actually, people always gripe about, I'm sick of foreign aid, I'm sick of helping. They're not helping those countries. They take our money and buy off the infrastructure and then give it to the private banks publicly.
Yeah, it's another type of corporate welfare, really. It's a type of foreign.
What it is economic warfare against the entire planet. Jason, you are live on the internet streams at Infowars.com, on the new Star Guide feed that's listed up at GCNlive.com, and on a new 24-hour GCN feed that's me 21 hours and you 3 hours. Folks can also find that. So just go to InfoWars and click to listen, or go to the new InfoWars stream at GCNlive.com. You can listen to Jason 9 to midnight. And I know some affiliates are now signing affiliate agreements to pick up your show. So any stations out there that want live, hard-hitting news and information from Jason Burmes, that's a great show. A lot of powerful guests coming on. All the same guests and other guests you hear on this show are on the air. You know, Alan Watt and Webster Tarpley and Ron Paul and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And they're all going on there. 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Jason, good to have you in here.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Okay, we're going to go ahead now and shut off his mic, and I am going to go to some phone calls. Charles in Louisiana, my brother. Good to hear from you, my friend.
Oh, yeah, I listen to you every day, but I got to listen to you at night. I can't hardly get you during the day. But I'm still with you. I don't make too many tapes because after the storm, it kind of financially ruined me.
You've made tens of thousands of copies of my films, yes.
I'm asking people to get these tapes. Now is the time to do it. When I was passing the tapes out, it wasn't hot like it is right now. And one person, just with a few hundred tapes, can change his parish. You know what I mean? It could change his neighborhood. Just with a little effort. It's wonderful to call in the radios. It's wonderful to complain. But it's a brilliant idea to fight with information.
We've got to get outside the choir.
Right.
And for 10 years, you've handed out more than 6,000 of my films?
I still got my right. I tell you right the thing. It was 7,412 tapes.
And tell folks, now again, you planted the seeds, now people will see it's true, but even when this wasn't the hottest issue and folks waking up the world government, you told me that police were buying you coffee and asking for
more. Oh, yeah, well, first they wanted to put me in jail, remember, they wanted to take my dog away from me, and, they would give me a hard time. But after a while, one cop, he gave me a hard time, he brought me coffee. I've been over his house 5 or 6 times. His wife even ran some tapes off of me. And he was against me. He was really bitterly against me.
How did he wake up? What was the process? Because you were out handing them out on street corners.
Well,
and you don't have a permit.
I was just giving a little flair. I was with Larry Nichols back then, you know?
Yeah.
So he started picking on me then, and then I gave a tape to, I think it was his aunt. His aunt showed him a tape, and he come and apologized to me. And then he said, he gave me some money for some more tapes. He wanted 5 copies of Dark Secret of Bohemian Grove. And I told him, so no money, no charge. And we just started being friends. I went over his house to eat and met his wife and his kids. And she started running tapes off on me for a while.
And then you moved, right?
Yes, then I moved, yes. But, I mean, I see him every now and then. But I've been down to the courthouse. I give Willie Graves, Jack LaClaine's Vampire 2000. I'll tell you the truth, people just started just buying me coffee. They would leave me tapes in my mailbox, you know, extra disc. It really made me feel good. It really did some. I really felt I made a difference, and I'm nobody, and I made a difference, you know. And I told my story on air quite a few times about what the police did to me, and a lot of them apologized for me. They didn't have nothing to do with it. But the truth makes people act different. The truth makes people become alive. And you could do that just by talking to people, giving them news articles and a couple of tapes, and them tapes will go to other places.
Well, when I talk to folks, exactly, like Pays It Forward, it just spreads virally, but in a good way. So many people I talk to in special forces or government who've seen a lot of this, they go, nothing made sense till I saw this, and then I checked out your claims, and now everything makes sense. What they're being told doesn't make sense because they're being lied to. But they see this, and then it all makes sense.
Yes, I've got one book somebody sent me, and I don't know if it's your mission. It's about the Social Securities. And I give it to right now. I've got some people come back from the military, and I'm giving it to them. They're passing it around. And I'm telling you the truth, a little bit of knowledge. People are hungry, Mr. Jones, for the truth. People are hungry. And I want to tell you something. People say, you praise Alice. But I do praise you because you helped me wake up. You helped my whole parish wake up just with a few tapes. And I can't thank you enough, you know.
Thank you. Listen, we're all together, man. If they win, we're going to be total slaves.
Well, this year, something very bad is going to happen. I believe there's going to be a food shortage. I believe people need to get British Birkins.
I think they're going to stage terror attacks. I can just feel it in my gut.
And I just talked to Miss Devitt the other day. I'm getting some new filters today. And please, people, get these tapes. And I promise you, don't argue with your family. Just give them the tapes, and they will wake up. You'll plant the seed, and we could all be one. If we think the same way, we could all be one. I have lost so much faith in the American people for being so ignorant. I have quit one time because I was so sick of the American people being so cowardly. But what makes them cowardly, they don't know the truth and they get confused and they run from it. But these tapes put it all together. It's documented. I gave it to the lawyers, and lawyers checked it out and said, man, I can't find no fault in it. It's all true. I gave it to the firemen, policemen. I sent one to the blanker, the governor. Right now, Django don't want to take the bailout money from, he's been on national news. Louisiana don't want it to take the bailout money. And I hope to God I had some part of that with these tapes. I went to the Capitol. I couldn't get in, but I gave them to all bodyguards of the governors and all that. I put them on cars. I've been run out of restaurants with it. I've been run out of donut shops. But now I can go back in and hold my head up. Because if I go in some of them, I don't even pay for coffee. Thank you for telling me the truth. Thank you for the tapes. Can you make one for my mother? I had police stop me. I thought I was getting tickets. You got any tapes on you, Charlie? I said, yeah, give me a name. I'll pass by my house. I'll have you some tapes tomorrow. it woke up, a whole world woke up at me. And I was nobody. I was just a guy that come out of prison. I was so mentally torn down and didn't know which way to go. I needed a reason to live. And I caught you by accident, and I got your first tape, Police 2000. And ever since then, my whole life changed. My life changed by trying to help out my country.
No, that's the point. When you help people, you get blessed. And you don't do it to get blessed. You get through your fear, you do it, and it just gets better and better. And even when you're persecuted, it's a blessing. I don't know how to explain it. The Bible is true. Listen, God bless you, my friend, Charles, and it was good talking to you. And take care of yourself.
God bless you, sir.
Say hi to your wife for me. Yeah, just an amazing story. I said I'd take calls. We'll have to hold the next guest up because I want to go to all these people I said I would. Larry, Fred, Brian, and Joel. I'm going to come back to each one of you when we get back. We'll have a guest on at the 8 after, but I'll keep taking your calls then. This is another guest because the Border Patrol has a tough job, and we support them. But they harass citizens. It even happens here in Texas. And they're using it as internal checkpoints 100 miles in to just stop everybody. And that's wrong, folks. You can spot the illegal aliens, you know, if you're blind. I mean, it's just everywhere. It needs to be enforced at the business level and throw the book at these businesses. But the point is that he's standing up to what they're doing, and more people do this, it'll reform these internal checkpoints. I mean, take the banker bailout money and now the stimulus package. Illegal aliens are exempt when they get the bailout money from having to show documentation, but citizens have to. That's what we're talking about here. Meanwhile, they throw Ramos and Campion in prison for no reason.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcast in the last hour and 50 minutes. Let's go to your phone calls. Larry in California, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, are you with me?
Yeah, I sure got you on the line right now, bro. I'd love to
all
talk
right,
to you.
All right, man, I want to say this, man. I do not support the troops in Iraq. In fact, I wrote a little poem. Can I, I'm making a song out of it. It's called, If You Are an American with a Gun in Iraq, I Hope You Come Back in a Body Sack. If you're an American with a gun in the Middle East, I hope you get devoured by the beast. If you're an American with a gun in Pakistan, I hope you die where you're staying.
Sir, listen, I happen to have family over in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they joined for reasons they believed were good. They bought the propaganda, and it doesn't hurt the New World Order for the troops to get killed. I really don't want to sit here hoping that I hope Iraqis don't die. I hope the troops don't die. I hope the troops don't die in combat with the American people. I want to avert this, and I understand you're angry and upset. There is over 1,300,000 Iraqis dead, many of them children. But, I don't hope people die that have had abortions. I just hope they wake up to what they've been part of and repent. I mean, I just, you know what, I appreciate your call, and you can hate me if you want, Larry, but I'm just not going to let that go any further, okay? It's just not on this show. Okay, I hope that the troops don't die, okay? Fred in Florida. Fred, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's Frank, but that don't matter. How you doing, Alex? I was on hold for 2 hours yesterday after your producer told me I was next, but it's so great to talk to you. I'm an 8-year subscriber. I've been distributing your material since 2000, with beginning with America Destroyed by Design on VHS tape back then.
Awesome.
Over 6,000. I got a big Xerox.
We've only had PrisonPlanet.tv, though, for 5 years, but I appreciate you being a subscriber.
No, I've been distributing your stuff.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Starting with America Destroyed by Design.
Awesome.
I cry often concerning the events of 9/11, as I have lost three friends, two of whom were blown to smithereens by Controlled Demolition Incorporated. And I know people who've lost over a dozen loved ones that fateful day. I'd just like to air a few grievances briefly in a succinct G-rated manner. I'm extremely peed off. I wish you'd put up a Fred Tobin banner, link to the book, Did 6 Million Really Die? And talk about the persecution of Ernst Zundel, question the holohoax, and see how quickly you get arrested when you enter Canada, England, or Germany. Now, I notice you sometimes hang up quickly on articulate people who legitimately criticize you, and then spend 5 or 10 or more minutes in a defensive tirade after you've disconnected them. Seems you found a lucrative career in the patriot business, making poor people run around chasing their tails, offering no real solutions. You're getting on the radio every day screaming
okay,
like
Sergeant
Slaughter.
Let's stop right there. We're moving to try to get the states to declare sovereignty. We are moving to have the bankers arrested and had a congressman on saying it 30 minutes ago. 35 minutes ago, to be technical. We are moving to have an audit of the private Federal Reserve. We are moving to have the American people say no to martial law. You know, I have you on the show. We don't screen your call. You come on here, and you sit here, and you insult, and you attack me, and you say all these terrible things about me, and you say that I'm giving no solutions. I make a film that has cost me probably $80,000 or more to make, and I am going to release it for free on the Internet, high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, and you call in and you say I'm bad. You call in and you say I'm evil. You know, here's the issue. I don't like the things Israel does, and I criticize Israel. But I also don't want to be associated with the type of scum that make it their lives to simply hate Jews and everybody else. So you understand, I don't like what Israel's doing, and I don't like you either. It's very, very simple, and I hope you realize that. You could have had your say, sir. You had to spew lies, so find another show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.